You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Listener, today's episode deals with the weight of consequences. When I was a young man, we're talking 18 years old, I remember I worked for 7-Eleven. At the time, I had moved to a new area, from the Orlando area to the Tampa area. I was about halfway through 18, and I needed a job when I got there, and I got hired at 7-Eleven. Right away, I didn't love the job. My manager was a bit of a jerk and super hard on the new people. So he got right to pushing a lot of things on me all at once without very much training. Now, I just accepted that. I was like, okay, that's fine. I need the job. I need the money. New area, figuring things out. And so I pushed onward. And I took the brunt of abuse at work whenever my manager would get mad, snap at me, whatever. And over time, that slowed down. And after a couple months of working there, I had a particularly bad day. And my manager showed up one evening and he said, "Hey, I have a special job for you." Now, this is where things get interesting. You see, it turns out that the homeless individuals in that area, they would use that dumpster at that 7-Eleven to take their feces that were in Walmart bags and drop them in that dumpster. I don't know if it, comes down to the idea of don't shit where you sleep, but I would assume, at night they grabbed a Walmart bag or what have you, grocery bag. And yeah, they take a dump in there, and in the morning, drop it right off in that dumpster. Now, this had a cascading effect in which that dumpster became the thing of legends. You see, at the time, I wasn't really in charge of messing with that dumpster. I had only been there for a couple months, and that particular chore had never came down to me. And so that night, he shows up, and he hands me a shovel, and I'm like, "What is this shovel for?" He takes me to the dumpster, and in that dumpster, I'm not lying, this is gonna sound fake, is piles upon piles of maggots. I mean, just squirming in there, looking like something out of a horror movie. We're talking a mountain of maggots filling this dumpster. And he had an old plastic trash can, like a big one, a rubber or whatever. And it was like blue with like stains on it. And you can kind of envision it, big old trash can. So what you're going to do is you're going to dispose of these maggots. And I don't remember exactly where I needed to take said maggots, but it involved me taking the shovel and scooping the maggots into the trash can first. Now, I don't consider myself someone that gets freaked out easily or someone that gets particularly disgusted easily, but this was something else. And at first, I got to the task. You know, I took that shovel and I plunged it right into the sea of maggots, and they squirmed all around that shovel head. And I'm telling you, this is a real story. Like, at that moment, I felt the strongest sense of derealization, depersonalization, whatever you want to call it. It was the first time I had felt true out-of-body experience as an adult. Like, I was just floating there above myself with the shovel into that pile of maggots, just squirming around on there, and I lifted it up and scooped it into the trash can. They splashed right into the can, you know, making a scrapey noise going down the inside of the trash can. And I shuddered. Like, it just went like right down my spine. I'm like, this is the worst thing I've literally ever had to do. Now, something in that moment changed in me. I had a moment where I just said, screw it. And without thinking of the consequences or anything, I put the shovel down and I walked right off the job site. At the time, I was so new to the area or whatever, I didn't necessarily have transportation super figured out. I was a young guy with barely any money to my name. I didn't come from a well-off family, I'll put it that way. And so I literally walked home. It might have been like a 2-mile walk or something. And I felt free. I felt like the weight of the world had been lifted off from me. It felt amazing. Like, cool air was just coming into my breath. It was like a cool evening. You know, I'm just walking and nothing could touch me. And that night, I went to bed because it was a late night shift. I went to bed and slept so well. I mean, not a worry on my mind. But here's the deal. When I woke up that morning, the weight of the consequences of my actions, having walked away from a job that I desperately needed at the time, hit me all at once. I felt sheer panic for the decision I made. I had essentially self-sabotaged. And so right when I woke up, I was up, and at the time, this is before every job had easily available online applications. You know, I'm going to be 37 this year. And so a lot of places, you had to email places or call them, meet in person. And then the applications that you could do online, which I'm sure you're aware of this, answering 50 questions and watching all these videos, everything else. And so for that week, my life just became the pursuit of a job with spending as little money as I possibly could. And that experience always haunted me, like making that mistake and remembering the fact that when I initially walked off the job, I felt amazing. I never felt better. And then boom, I had to live with those consequences. Now, let's head over to Vancouver, Washington, where CDL driver Mark Fogle is about to get a DUI.
Okay, so what's going on? I was just trying to calm him down.
Okay.
I clearly have been drinking.
Yeah.
And okay. I ran into these cars.
Okay. Do you need medical attention, sir?
No, I do not. Okay. But my life is fucking over. Okay. All
right, I wouldn't go that far.
I do.
You do not need medical attention, correct?
I do not. But as you will see, I am a CDL driver.
Okay.
And like I said, my life's fucking over.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
More than I need to.
Okay.
Now, if you know anything about CDL licenses, you know getting a DUI is not a great idea. I'm going to play some audio, and I want you to imagine a night sky. You got the police talking to him. He's an older guy. He's 54 years old. He's got gray hair and glasses, and you can really feel the desperation in his voice over the mistake he's made.
Nobody else is involved. I'm calling lawyer.
Okay.
Just see lawyer.
Last but not least, Frank Ocean, lawyer. George Lincoln Edward, 1st of March, Mary Adam Robert Charles, 1970, 912.
No, lawyer. At my point,
so turn it on for me, sir.
Yeah, you're under arrest. Don't put your hand in your pocket.
What are you doing?
My wallet. No, drop it.
We're going to the scale house here. We're sitting down, we're going to take a test, okay? If you're cooperative with me and you're cool with me, I'll take you out of handcuffs. If not, you're going to stay in handcuffs the whole time. You understand? All right, go ahead and take a step out.
So we head over to the police station where he's a nervous wreck. He's cagey. Something just seems off about him. And if you listen to the audio, the arresting officer, you could tell he feels something's wrong.
All right. I'll take you out of handcuffs. You're going to take a seat on that bench there, okay?
All right.
I'm going to take you out of handcuffs. You can take a seat on the bench there. You're okay. You can put your hands down.
No, I'm not okay. What's this? For your safety.
Well, you promise you're not going to hurt me?
I'm promising.
Oh. Okay.
I'll open my hands and my head.
Hey, well, as long as you say you're not going to hurt me, like, we're good here. If you're worried, you think you're going to hurt me, I'm just going to put you back in handcuffs. All right. You're not going to hurt me? You're good?
We're good.
Okay, you can keep your hands down. You're all right. Or not. If you want to be uncomfortable, that's fine.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
That's true. So are you going to hurt me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I trust you.
All right.
You said you wanted to talk to a lawyer. Do you have one in mind? Or
do I not?
No, like, do you have a specific lawyer?
I have a lawyer. I'm just saying lawyer.
Okay.
Maybe I'll make it through the night. I don't know.
It is 23:40. Mark, you're going to make it through the night, all right? This isn't as big a deal as you think it is. It's a mystery.
No, you have no idea.
Okay. Go ahead and open your mouth. We're going to check in your mouth. Is there anything inside you that's not put there by a doctor or dentist?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. My life's fucking over.
Why do you say that?
You keep saying, look at my ID. I'm a CDL driver.
Okay.
So basically, my life's fucking over. Can't make a living.
Doesn't immediately mean that your life is over, Mark.
It is over.
I have arrested CDL drivers before who have been able to turn around and make it through.
I'm fucking done.
Do you want to call another lawyer, yes or no?
How many lawyers do I have that option?
There's 14 on this list.
All right, well, no. Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Honestly, what's the matter? Like I said, I'm fucking done.
Alright, we're just gonna...
I'm a dead man. You're talking dead man.
You're not a dead man, Mark.
Yes, I am a dead man. Well, I'm not making it through tonight. What fucking time is it?
It's midnight.
Thank you.
So, are you gonna kill yourself, Mark?
Who knows?
Probably the only person would be you.
Yeah.
So...
That's correct. Like I said, I keep telling you, I'm fucking done.
Is there somebody I can call for you to talk to?
Fuck no. We're good. You know what's crazy? It's just you and me. In this fucking room.
Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took a True Age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age, and the results completely changed the way I think about my health. Biological age is a powerful indicator of how fast you're aging internally, which directly predicts your risk for serious diseases. Here's why that matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. That's a big deal, and it's completely avoidable. The good news is, nearly 90% of biological aging is in your hands. Yes, it's driven by things like your lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means you have a lot of control over it. I tried out True Diagnostic myself and made some changes in my life. I'm a recent father, and so I want to live as long as possible. The True Age test didn't just give me a number. It showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. It was eye-opening. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home. No doctor visit or big needles. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send off that tiny sample in a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and your health. Fast and hassle-free. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use promo code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Listener, we've all had frustrations when dealing with finances. I know myself struggled with overdraft fees when I was younger. Nothing like having money deducted from your account when you're already broke. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like free overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. And one thing I love about Chime, they have 24/7 customer support. Let me tell you, it comes in handy. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up a direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft, up to $200 on debit card purchases, and cash withdrawals. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion, not to mention access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements, and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment of file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report, 2023. Chime checking account required.
It's just you and me in this room. This is a police station. There's plenty of troopers here.
Are there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Did you not see me talking to the trooper when we first pulled up?
And people are here in the room.
Are you trying to make threatening?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, and why are you saying things like that?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead and stand up. Turn around and face away from me.
Sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, turn around and face away from me right now.
Now, things are about to get dicey. We're going to go from 0 to 10 very quickly. Basically, Fogel's going to be talking in a threatening tone, and the police officer is going to pick up on that. And before he even has a chance to act, the police officer, that is, Fogel is going to reach for that police officer's gun, and a struggle will ensue.
Are you fucking sure?
Are you fucking sure?
Oh, I see me three. I'm fighting with one.
Are you fucking sure?
Give me the air. He's reaching for my gun.
Mark, you're gonna get fucking shot!
Yeah! Yeah! That's what I want! Motherfucker.
Mark! Mark! Get the fuck away from me! Get the fuck away from me, Mark!
I'm not looking to shoot you.
Mark!
So, after the fight ensuing and the officer saying, get the fuck away from me, and he's reaching for my gun, the video goes out. Now, this was not intentional. What happened is Fogel was on top of the officer. If you've ever seen any body cam footage, I don't know the exact logistics, but a lot of times when police officers activate their body cam, they tap their chest. I assume it's either a touch sensor or there's a button that they're hitting to turn it on. So what happened is, as Fogel is on top of the officer and they're struggling on the ground, Fogel tapped or unintentionally pressed the button on the officer's chest. And so the footage goes away for a bit. And when it cuts back on, for the first 30 seconds of body cam footage, the audio doesn't have a chance to kick in. So by the time we enter the scene, here's what you need to know happened. The officer attempted to fight off Fogel, but he was getting the better of him in the struggle for the gun. In an act of desperation, the officer pulled out a knife and began stabbing Fogel in the back many times. Now, when we cut to the scene, Fogel is on the ground, the officer is kneeled beside Fogel, and he has a pair of scissors, and he's cutting up the shirt of Fogel to remove the shirt and start to provide first aid for the dying man. The wounds look terrible. They're deep, they're in his back, and they're gushing blood. Now, let's get to that audio.
Fuck.
What do you need?
Gloves. Chest seals. Did that get out over there?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Boy 73, did you copy my traffic? Keep the air for me. Yeah. I'm not gonna let you die, Mark. I'm not gonna let you die, Mark. You're gonna be okay, man.
No, please, I'm done.
You're gonna be okay, Mark. You're gonna be okay. Look, man, you're not even bleeding that bad. Yeah. Let's get you on your side. Can you breathe a little better?
Closer north. Right, he's not at 5.
Boy 73, can you confirm your location of where I had you?
I'm on the scale house I-5, yes.
Alright, we're a minute, hour less.
10-11-097. That's code 4 for medics when they get it.
Paramedics were called as officers provided first aid, but Fogel was pronounced dead at 12:30 a.m. And that brings me back to the weight of consequences. You see, for Fogel, that DUI seemingly was a bridge too far. He was a CDL driver. That was his life. And he was in his 50s. You know, you're not getting that far away from retirement at that point. And the idea of starting over in your 50s, I mean, plenty of people do it. But for some, it's just too hard. Life can be challenging. And sometimes people give in. But I think to a line that Fogel said earlier in the episode...
We're just gonna... I'm a dead man. You're talking dead man.
You're not a dead man, Mark.
Yes, I am a dead man.
So my assumption here is that he had made his mind up, and he didn't plan on making it through that night, ultimately choosing suicide by cop. Now, I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
On the night of May 7th, Clark County Deputy Bryson Layton fatally stabbed 54-year-old Mark Fogel during a confrontation after Fogel was arrested on suspicion of drinking and driving. We are now getting our first look at what happened that night.
Clearly, I've been drinking.
Yeah.
and I ran into these cars.
Body-worn camera video that has been edited for brevity, according to the Clark County Sheriff's Office, shows deputies first coming into contact with Fogle in Vancouver. You can hear the 54-year-old admit to drinking and running into a number of parked cars.
You do not need medical attention, correct?
I do not.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.